Order, order.
Parliament resumed at 2 p.m. and began with party leaders paying tribute to three soldiers killed in Afghanistan's Bamiyan province over the weekend.
Bamiyan is a better place for Luke Tamatia, Jacinda Baker and Richard Harris having been there. We are proud of them, we mourn them and we wish that they rest in peace.
That was John Key, and later New Zealand's role in Afghanistan was the subject of questions to him from Green Party co-leader Russell Norman.
Will he recommit the provincial reconstruction team to Bamiyan province in Afghanistan when the current deployment ends in October? If so, why?
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Speaker, I've been clear that the withdrawal of the PRT from Bamiyan will take place in 2013. We're continuing to work on dates for that, although it's likely to be around April. If the member is asking whether the present rotation will be replaced with another when their rotation ends, then the answer is yes. However, I will not be commenting or confirming the specific timing of the rotation changes as a standard practice.
Dr. Russell Norman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. What work has the government been doing to develop an exit strategy for the provincial reconstruction team, given President Hamid Karzai called for the withdrawal of the PRTs throughout Afghanistan in early 2011?
The Right Honourable Billing, the Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Yeah. Mr. Speaker, the government's been working with the CDF and the military on the withdrawal program. We, as you're aware, in terms of Bamiyan, are one of the first PRTs to transition out. By transitioning out in around about April of 2013, we'll be in line with other similar PRTs, and we're now working on making sure that the exit of our 145-plus personnel in Bamiyan province is done in the safest way possible for those particular men and women.
Dr. Russell Norman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Without dishonouring those who have fallen in Afghanistan, does the government understand that reducing the risk to the remaining New Zealand forces over there could help reduce the risk to any further loss of life, and hence will the government be pulling out of the northeast province, which seems to be northeast part of the province, which seems to be the most dangerous part of the deployment?
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Firstly, let me give the member an assurance that the government works with the military to make sure that we provide the utmost safe and secure environment as we possibly can in Afghanistan. But at this point, I'm not in a position to detail exactly the timing of the different stages as we pack up various different camps and bases that we have.
Mr. Key also faced this question from Labor leader David Shearer.
Will the Prime Minister accept the Labor Party's support for an orderly transition of the forces out of Afghanistan as promptly as possible?
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Well, Mr. Speaker, I am more than happy to give the member a briefing on all the things that are taking place, the reasons for why we are going through this process. Some of that information is confidential and we can't put that in the public domain, but we take the member as a respected member of his word, that he would obviously appreciate that information. If he and the opposition defence spokesman wants to have a briefing, then I'm happy to have that arranged by the CDF.
And later in question time, it was business as usual for Winston Peters, with this complaint about the quality of answers to his questions to the Prime Minister.
This is the second week I've asked these same simple questions, and now we're being fobbed off on the basis I should ask
order,
someone else.
Order, order.
He is, after all, the Prime Minister.
Well, if the member does not resume his seat while I'm on my feet, he'll be leaving this chamber. I'm not going to tolerate any further. Order, and the member stop interjecting. Goodness, this is Parliament. And we've just had a serious debate about New Zealanders losing their lives overseas and we carry on like spoilt brats. Now the member... Order! 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 Now the member will leave the chamber. The member will leave the chamber.
That was the second time Mr. Peters has been expelled from the chamber in this term, and Labor's Trevor Mallard felt there was some irony in the Speaker's decision.
Mr. Speaker, I invite you to look carefully at what just happened, sir. You invoked people fighting for freedom and at the same time stopped a member asking a question which was a real one.
Order. The Speaker did not stop the member asking the question at all.
Speaker Lockwood Smith, who following question time denied a request from the Greens for an urgent debate on recent events in Afghanistan. I'm Rhys Lyon reporting for parliamenttoday.co.nz with funding from the Office of the Clerk.